Chapter 3. The Bad Angels. The Bible says that God is very powerful. He knows everything. Just by speaking, He created the whole world and everything in it. God made it perfect. God gave rules so that everything would know how to work in the right way. The sun knew when to get up and when to go to bed. Even the angels and the people were given rules so that they would know how to live and what to do. God gave rules so that everyone could be happy. God likes everything to be pure, clean, and safe because He is perfect. Heaven is a perfect place because God lives there. That is how God wants everything to be.
After God had finished making His perfect earth, something terrible happened. God's most important angel became unhappy. This angel's name was Lucifer. God had created him to do a very special job, but Lucifer began to think that he deserved something better. Lucifer decided that he didn't want to be an angel anymore. He wouldn't follow God's rules. He'd make his own rules. He'd be in charge. He'd be the boss. Lucifer decided that he deserved to be God. He talked many other angels into fighting against the Lord. Lucifer and his disobedient angels hated God and wanted to ruin everything. They made heaven a very unhappy place.
The Bible uses a special word to describe Lucifer's choice to disobey God and be a bad angel. It is called sin. To sin means to decide not to live God's perfect way. Bad thoughts and doing wrong things are ways of telling the Lord that you think you know better than Him, that you're smarter than God. That is sin. Sin always spoils things.
When a person does something wrong, he shouldn't get away with it. He should expect to be punished. That is the way life should be. It's only fair. It's not fair when someone is cruel and is never punished. It's not right that people get away with being mean or nasty. God doesn't like that. He punishes all wrong with just the right amount of punishment. It's never too little and never too much. He is always fair.
Because God is perfect, He could not have these bad angels living with Him in His perfect home. They were spoiling heaven. So God threw them out and told them never to come back. God changed Lucifer's name to Satan, which means enemy. Satan was now an enemy of God.
God made a new home for these bad angels. This home was created just for them, and it fitted them perfectly. Because these angels were being terrible and bad, this new home was terrible and bad. Because these angels were being hurtful and unhappy, this new home was a place of hurt and unhappiness. This new home was an awful place called the Lake of Fire. Those who live in this home live there forever and ever. It's a place of punishment for Satan and his very bad angels.
Many angels followed Satan in disobeying God, but a lot more angels kept on obeying God and being His special messengers. These good angels live and serve God in heaven. What sort of jobs do you think God asks these good angels to do?
Yes, the Bible has the answers addressed to you. Questions will why God wrote.